You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lover. I'm Mark Pikert, and you are obviously listening to Today in Theater History for the week of October 19th through October 25th. October 19th, 1920, is the opening night of the musical revue Hitchiku, with music by Jerome Kern, book by Glenn McDonough, and lyrics by McDonough and Ann Caldwell. It runs 71 performances. In 1938, Knickerbocker Holiday, Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson's take on New York's colonial mayor, Peter Stuyvesant, opens a 168 performance run on Broadway, with Walter Huston as His Honor. It's Weill's first Broadway hit since his fleeing to the U.S. from Nazi Germany. In 1943, Uta Hagen stars on Broadway as Desdemona, with Paul Robeson as the title character in Othello, which opens at the Schubert. Jose Ferrer, married offstage to Hagen, plays Iago. With a run of 296 performances, it is the longest-running Shakespeare production to play Broadway. In 1959, The Miracle Worker is the toast of Broadway, as the story of young blind and deaf Helen Keller and her companion, Annie Sullivan, is brought to life by Patty Duke and Anne Bancroft. The show, which opens at the Playhouse Theater, wins Bancroft a Tony Award for Best Actress and playwright William Gibson the Tony for Best Play. The 1962 film stars the same two actors, both winning Oscars for their performances. The play runs 719 performances. In 1975, almost 3 months after it began previews at the Schubert, A Chorus Line opens on Broadway. Opening night was originally scheduled for September 28th, but a 28-day musician strike forced it to be postponed. A Chorus Line proves to be, as the lyrics say, one singular sensation, racking up 6,137 performances to become Broadway's longest-running show up to that time. In 1987, Patti LuPone recreates Ethel Merman's role of Reno Sweeney in the revival of Anything Goes, which opens at the Vivian Beaumont. The 1934 Cole Porter musical has been revamped, adding several of his original songs to the score. The production runs 784 performances. In 2009, rock musical Memphis, about a radio DJ who aims to change the color and sound of rock music, opens on Broadway at the Schubert, starring Chad Kimball and Montego Glover. Memphis wins the Tony Award for Best Musical and runs 1,165 performances. On October 20th, 1947, Judith Anderson and Marion Seldes, making her Broadway debut, open in a John Gielgud-directed production of Medea. Anderson's portrayal of the title character is a burning performance and a savage part, according to critic Brooks Atkinson. He says that she understands the character more thoroughly than Medea, Euripides, or the scholars, and it would be useless now for anyone else to attempt the part. The show runs 214 performances, and many other people attempt the part. In 1954, the musical Peter Pan shows audiences how fun it is to be a kid as it opens at the Winter Garden. Based on the 1904 fantasy by James M. Barrie, the show features a score by Betty Comden, Adolph Green, Julie Stein, Carolyn Lee, and Mark Charlap. Mary Martin in the title role wins critical acclaim as she performs with her 12-year-old daughter, and Cyril Richard as a menacing Captain Hook. In 1955, Ira Levin's comedy No Time for Sergeants opens at the Alvin, making a star of country bumpkin Andrew Griffith. It runs 796 performances. In 1964, Sammy Davis Jr. stars in the musical Golden Boy, opening at the Majestic. Based on Clifford Odette's play about a boxer who falls for his manager's girlfriend, it has songs by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss and runs 568 performances. In 1977, Frank Langella and Edward Gorey's sets are the stars of Dracula, the adaptation of Bram Stoker's novel that runs for 925 performances and wins a Tony Award for Most Innovative Production of a Revival. On October 21st, 1969, a blind man leaves his overprotective mother to live on his own in Butterflies Are Free, opening on Broadway at the Booth. Keira Della and Eileen Heckart star, and in the supporting role of the free-spirited love interest is a young Blythe Danner, who wins a Tony Award for her performance. In 2015, the world premiere of Michael John Lacuse's First Daughter Suite, a follow-up to the composer's 1993 First Lady Suite, opens off Broadway at the Public Theater. The cast includes Allison Fraser, Rachel Bay Jones, Cassie Levy, Mary Testa, and Barbara Walsh. In 2018, Jez Butterworth's West End hit The Ferryman opens on Broadway at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. Sam Mendes directs a 30-plus member cast, and the production wins 4 Tony Awards, including Best Play. On October 22, 1926, The Ladder, J. Frank Davis's drama about reincarnation, opens its 789 performance run. Among its stars is Antoinette Perry, later namesake of the Broadway Awards. The show is unusual in that its producers keep it running long after it begins to lose money, often allowing people in for free, because he thinks the world needs to hear its message about reincarnation. In 1932, George S. Kaufman in Edna Ferber's Dinner at Eight opens on Broadway for a 232-performance run. The Depression-era story follows a group of invitees to a swanky dinner party, each of whom is suffering from financial desperation but trying to hide the fact from the others, dreaming that the others will help them. The ironic story leads to a film version and numerous revivals. In 1959, Jackie Gleason stars in Bob Merrill's musical Take Me Along, based on an unlikely source, Eugene O'Neill's All Wilderness. It runs a 448 performance run and introduces a young actor destined for greatness, Robert Morse. October 23, 1928, the Marx Brothers roar onto Broadway with their rowdy musical comedy Animal Crackers by George S. Kaufman and Maury Riskind. It runs 191 performances and it's made into a landmark film comedy with most of the score deleted. In 1942, a stage adaptation of Richard Wright's novel Native Son opens on Broadway. Orson Welles directs Canada Lee as Bigger Thomas, a black man whose accidental murder of a white girl awakens a storm of racist fury in a small town. In 1963, Mike Nichols collaborates with Neil Simon for the first time, directing Barefoot in the Park, which opens at the Biltmore. Robert Redford and Elizabeth Ashley co-star in the comedy, which is made into a movie in 1967. The Broadway production runs 1,532 performances. In 1967, Don Ameche stars in the title role of Henry Sweet Henry, Bob Merrill and Nunnally Johnson's musical adaptation of the novel The World of Henry Orient, opening at the Palace. Though critics are not enthusiastic about the show itself, 20-year-old Alice Slayton receives raves and a Tony nomination for her performance as the conniving Kravitz, stopping the show with her two solos, Nobody Steps on Kravitz, and Poor Little Person. The production only manages to run 80 performances. In 1972, the cast of Pippin has magic to do as it opens at the Imperial. Ben Vereen, John Rubinstein, Irene Ryan, Joe Clayburgh, and Leland Palmer head the cast of the show about accepting oneself for who you are. The story follows Pippin, son of Holy Roman Empire Patriarch Charlemagne, as he realizes he is just not the hero he is or wants to be. Instead, he learns to settle down and live life with a hearth and home. The legendary Bob Fosse directs and choreographs the show, which wins him rave reviews and a Tony Award. On October 24, 1963, fresh from their success with the Fantastics, songwriters Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt make their Broadway debut with 110 in the Shade, based on the drama The Rainmaker. It runs 330 performances at the Broadhurst. In 1974, Peter Schaefer has a hit on Broadway as his Equus opens at the Plymouth. The story follows a tragic young man's fascination with horses until it ultimately affects his sex life. The entire plot takes place in a psychiatric ward, where Anthony Hopkins portrays the psychiatrist who tries his hardest to help the disturbed young man, played by Peter Firth. Frances Sternhagen and Marion Seldes also star in the Tony and New York Drama Critics Circle award-winning play, which runs 1,209 performances. In 1984, a new entertainer is introduced to Broadway as Whoopi Goldberg opens her self-titled solo show at the Lyceum. Mike Nichols directs the 156 performance run, and Douglas Watt writes in the Daily News, Long may she whoop. In 2002, pop songwriter Billy Joel makes his Broadway debut with Movin' Out, consisting of songs from his pop catalog fashioned by director-choreographer Twyla Tharp, into an all-dancing narrative about three buddies' experience in the Vietnam War. It wins Tony Awards for both its primary creators, Best Choreography for Tharp, Best Orchestrations for Joel. On October 25th, 1940, Ethel Waters and the Katherine Dunham Dancers are featured in the Vernon Duke John Latouche musical Cabin in the Sky, with choreography by George Balanchine. It runs 156 performances at the Martin Beck. In 1956, Terence Rattigan's double bill Separate Tables opens at the Music Box and earns a Tony Award for leading lady Margaret Leighton. It runs 332 performances. In 1995, after being absent from the Broadway stage for nearly 35 years, Julie Andrews returns in Victor Victoria. The original film version in 1982 was directed by Blake Edwards, as is the Broadway production. Joni Roberts and Michael Newry star in the gender-bending musical, which has additional music by Frank Wildhorn. The show runs 734 performances, with the title role later taken on by Liza Minnelli and Raquel Welch. In 2001, pop crooner Harry Connick Jr. makes his debut as a Broadway composer with the musical Thou Shalt Not, directed and choreographed by Susan Stroman, which opens a limited run through January 6, 2002. And in 2006, Butley, starring Nathan Lane as the title character who smokes and drinks his way through a day when he loses both his wife and his lover, opens at the Booth, directed by Nicholas Martin. The revival also stars Dana Ivey, Pamela Gray, Roderick Hill, Julian Ovenden, Darren Petty, and Jessica Stone. For more theater history, visit Playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.